Marco.
Good evening. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. Good evening.
You're the first one on.
Okay.
Randall.
Randall.
Good hey,
Hannah.
Hey.
Good evening.
Happy 4th. So we can start with the, we're in the Parashat Noach, section 1, verse 7. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutcha b'ruchu ushkinte b'tchilu urchimu utchilu utchilu urchimu. Ve'akta l'shem yudhe b'vate b'yichud l'im b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La Soktora mitzvah. Vayino amadim lohenu alena maseya denu kunene alena maseya denu kunenehu. Teva de Noach kola kegavna. Dilela ugin dehai. Berit leela u avid. Told out kegavna. Da Noach, Ihu Avid, told out Begine, Kachele, told out Noach. So the Ark and Noah are complete, as are Malchut and the covenant above. And because the covenant above brings forth offspring, so Noah begets generations. That is why it is written, these are the generations of Noah. This is to teach us that like the covenant above, which is Yesod of Atzilut, Noah bore everlasting generations because he merited the Holy Covenant, and Yesod of Atzilut, which is called the covenant, rests upon him. Questions, comments, thoughts. Nobody has any thoughts?
No, it sounds pretty explanatory.
It's really a summary of what we had last week, the last few, you know, verses. We now know Noah's place. He was Yesod of Atzilut, and he was continuing
the
generation.
That's not what it's saying. It's saying that Noah is the mirror image of what takes place in the upper worlds. Noah is in the lower worlds. So Noah is a human being, and he has an ark that he has built. And that relationship is a covenant. In the upper worlds, there is a covenant between Malchut and Yesod of Atzilut. Noah represents that mirror image. It's not saying that he's in the Yesod of Atzilut. He's saying he's a mirror image of Yesod of Atzilut.
Explain the image. What does that exactly mean, the exact image? Because of the ark that they went into? As you would climb the Sephiroth up to the higher worlds?
No. The question was in the earlier verses, the verse, and I'm paraphrasing from memory, but it says that these are the generations of Noah. And then it doesn't say his children. It says he's righteous. And righteous connects to yesod. Every time you talk about the word righteous, it's a code word for yesod. Now this verse is coming and saying, okay, there is a malchut of Atzilut and a covenant of Atzilut, which is yesod. Rather than saying it's righteous, it's saying it's a covenant. Now, there's a mirror image between above and below. They should be exactly the same, but they're not because of the sin of Adam. But Noah, as a human being, has an ark, and that ark is Yesod of Malchut. And so it's saying that Noah is a mirror image of Yesod of Atzilut being in unity with Malchut of Atzilut.
Okay.
And when that happens, souls are created, souls are born. But in the physical world, Noah, by going into the ark, by connecting to the ark, Noah connected Malchut and Yesod of Malchut. And so he had children that will last through eternity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought Joseph was also called Yesod.
That Joseph is called righteous, and he's a chariot for Yesod. But it's
okay.
Yesod
so,
there on him, not Yesod of
okay.
Malchut.
Okay. So basically, Malchut and Yesod were actually male-female, and that they were producing offspring just as the upper world does as well through Chokhmah and Bina and all the way down through the different worlds. So that's kind of my understanding.
You're expanding beyond what the word verses say.
Okay.
There are souls that are produced above in the upper worlds, in between Chokhmah and Bina. They produce souls. When they're unified, souls are produced. In the physical world, when Malchut and Yesod, when Malchut and Zeranpin are in unity, then people are producing everlasting children. But people can produce children that are not everlasting. When has that happened, or how do we know that? Because you have children in this generation who don't have children. So their line comes to an end. They're not everlasting. The souls within them is everlasting. But that's what this verse is expressing. These different ideas of the what is above is below, and what is produced above is everlasting, but what is produced below is not always everlasting. And that's why it's called the tree of knowledge, good and evil. When children are produced that are everlasting, it's good. when children are produced that are not everlasting, we would consider that evil. And that happens in every generation, and more so, I think, in this current generation. Is it clear now?
Yes, sir.
Hannah, is it clear?
It was clear to me from the beginning. To me, it was a repeat of what we've been saying all last week.
But it really isn't a repeat.
Well, it is to me.
I appreciate what
you're saying, and I do understand. I'm glad you gave the definition between everlasting and not everlasting. But anyway, whatever.
As a teacher-student relationship, it's important for you to realize that a verse in the Zohar is like a verse in the Torah. It's never going to be said just to be said. It's not going to duplicate anything that was said elsewhere. It can be similar, and our understanding can be the same, but when that happens, it's good to look for why is it different. Because if you're saying it's the same, then you're limiting your understanding, because the verse would never be written if it was the same. There's always going to be some aspect of difference.
Well, I should have used the word similar rather than the same. So let's go on.
Okay. Verse 8. Noachi tzadik hakehu vadai kegavna dilela vialda v'tzadik yesod olam ketiv v'yara alda itkaimat v'haihu amuda v'alma kaima Aleya uman ihu da tzadik benoach ikre tzadik letata. Noach was a righteous man. This is assuredly so, for his righteousness corresponds to yesod above. That is why it is written, the righteous are the foundation. The Hebrew word is yesod, of the world. And the earth, which is malchut, is established upon him. He is the pillar that upholds the world, which is malchut. That is why he is called the foundation of the world. And what is this yesod? It is the righteous. Thus Noah is the righteous below, among the souls. And hence it is written, Noah was a righteous man, to teach us that the world is maintained by him. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I have a question. Noah didn't have children until he was up in age, right? He was, I forget how old he was, before he had him.
I'm not sure when, I don't remember when he had children. We could look it up in Genesis. But I know the flood didn't come until he was 600 years old or more.
Right.
And I think he had children before that.
Right. He did. Okay.
Maybe he was 300 or 400 years old when he had children. If a lifetime is 100 years, and Noah's lifetime was potentially 1,000 years, if he had children at 300, it's like 30%, and having children at 30 years old is the same as today.
Right, right. Yeah, I have to remember that.
Does anybody else have any questions or comments or thoughts about this verse? This verse is explaining why Noah is the foundation of the world. Why do we speak of the children of Noah and not the children of Adam?
Because Adam failed in, I mean, his sin is what caused him not to be the foundation of the world.
No.
Okay.
No, the sin of eating was he had children, and those children had children, and they brought those everything. They had continuity up until the flood, and the flood wasn't caused by Adam. It was caused by the people of the generation.
Okay, so why is Noah called the foundation of the world? Because of the covenant of the covenant he made, the Ark of the Covenant.
Because of the Ark,
right.
And the Ark is known as the Ark of the Covenant. Because there was a relationship, there was a relationship. Noah was circumcised. He was born circumcised. Did he circumcise his three children? Not all of them.
He did not circumcise all three of them?
No, we're not told that he circumcised his children.
Okay.
We're told that Abraham circumcised himself and his followers, his children
right.
and his followers. But we're not told that Noah circumcised. But in order to be righteous, he has to be circumcised. So we're told through the Midrash that he was circumcised when he was born.
Just as Moses was.
No, Moses wasn't born circumcised. He was born good.
Okay.
No, Moses isn't considered righteous. I shouldn't say it that way. Moses is considered righteous, but not in the terms of Yesod, not in the terms of sexuality. He's considered
okay.
righteous in many other levels. But only Joseph is called righteous, and Noah is called righteous.
Oh, wow. Okay, because of the circumcision. Hmm.
Well, in Noah's case, because of the circumcision, because the Torah tells us he's righteous, but it says it in his generation. And this verse is telling us, the Zohar is telling us that he is the foundation of the world. Joseph is called righteous because he controlled his lust towards Potiphar's wife.
Okay.
And then naturally he married her daughter, which just makes, did he truly control his lust? I'm being honest with the question, but it's a valid question.
Yeah, it is a valid question.
But some people say he was that Joseph's wife was the daughter of Dina, who was sold. It was adopted by Potiphar's wife. We have mixed stories about this whole issue.
Right.
Verse 9. Wiraza dekola eta Elohim. Hitalech noach daika. Delayit perash mineya. Leal minul mechewe. Hu biara. Ke gavna dilela. Ish tzadik yesod de alma, berit shalom shalama, de alma ish ha'adama, vaday de alda, winoach matza, chen b'enei Hashem. And the secret of all this is revealed in the words, and Noah walked with Elohim, which means to teach us that he never separated himself from him, from Malchut, and he merited being called a righteous man on earth, as did the supernal Yesod, the foundation of the world. He is the covenant of peace and the peace of the world. Thus he is called man of the earth, meaning the husband of the earth. And that is why the verse is written, Noah found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I go back to friend of Elohim, just as I think Moses was called that as well, right? Friend?
Moses is called a friend of Hashem.
Hashem. And Noah's a friend of Elohim. Okay.
Yes. Elohim Elohim sometimes is the name of God in Bina, and sometimes it's the name of God in Malchut.
Because he was the man of the earth. Why is that? Okay.
Noah is is connected to Malchut, but he represents the Yesod. He's the foundation of the earth.
Right. I guess I'll go back to ask to why he did not circumcise his sons, because it says in Noah's generation, which is meant that the Malchut generation through Noah's line would be the continuity.
Well, the circumcision is a covenant. It's a contract between Hashem and the people who circumcise them. So until Hashem was certain that the world was now corrected, the people had reached a point where they could become circumcised, they could have an agreement, a contract with God. There was no reason for the circumcisions to take place. But once certain spiritual levels are reached, the circumcision is necessary.
Okay, so Noah, my understanding is that Noah did not circumcise his children because it was not necessary, but on an individual basis from his children, if they wanted to elevate or achieve a higher spiritual level, then they would have to circumcise themselves to move into the a different world or elevation?
Yes.
You know, what else comes to thought for me is that, you know, I don't know what the percentages is. There's some that do and some that don't. But I know with my children, my son, I did circumcise him as a young, you know, 8 days later, as an infant, you know. So, I mean, that's what we were taught in my family circle anyway, that you circumcise your son. And so, now that I'm thinking from...
Malka, was your mother Jewish?
I don't know.
Okay.
You
weren't raised in the Jewish faith?
No, sir, I was not.
But the family always circumcised the boys.
Absolutely. All the boys. I've come from a very large, large family, and all the boys are circumcised, yes.
And that's not your children's generation. It's your generation, the boys of your generation and your family were also circumcised?
Yes.
Okay.
And mine was too, and I'm much older than you. I mean,
right,
you know, I had my children in 59, 61, 63.
And I have explained in other places, other classes, that in America from about 1940 to the 80s, it was medical practice to circumcise children, to circumcise the boys, because they felt it was healthier. Because the boys didn't have to clean underneath the foreskin.
Right.
And so a whole generation in America was circumcised. But
absolutely.
But you both are expressing that within your family, not only did you circumcise it, but you were doing so because of medical practice, or you were circumcising not because of medical recommendation, you were circumcising as a tradition, as a custom within your lineage.
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. And that's an indication that the children that you drew, that you brought into the world, were on a level that the circumcision was required. Although the circumcision isn't complete unless it's done with three steps, and medical circumcisions are only two steps.
Okay. So our children, our sons that were circumcised, they would need to go in and do that final step.
That's correct.
By a certified, I forget what they call them.
A moil.
Thanks. Yes.
But if you had your children, you know, I'm not sure when you converted or if you converted, I never asked that question and I don't really need to have the answer. But if you had not converted before you had your children, then they do need to have, if they choose to follow the Jewish practices and traditions, then they do need to go through a conversion as well. But our time is up. So tonight we have a class continuing the introduction of the Zohar by Rabbi Ashlag. And that's at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow at 4:30, there's no class, either at 4:30 or at 7 o'clock because of the holiday. And so our next class will be Wednesday, and we'll pick up with verse 10. I wish you all a happy 4th of July. Enjoy the holiday. And we'll have much peace in your life. Shalom in your life.
Shalom.
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 Shalom.